What is tubal ligation? Tubal ligation, often referred to as having your tubes tied, is a surgical procedure in which a woman's fallopian tubes are blocked, tied, or cut. Tubal implants, such as Escher, are small metal springs that are placed in each fallopian tube in a non-surgical procedure. No cutting is involved. Over time, scar tissue grows around each implant and permanently blocks the tubes. Either procedure stops eggs from traveling from the ovaries into the fallopian tubes, where the egg is normally fertilized by a sperm. Tubal ligation and tubal implants are considered to be permanent methods of birth control for women. They are usually done by a gynecologist. They may also be done by a family medicine doctor or general surgeon. With the tubal ligation method, there are several different ways of closing the fallopian tubes, including clipping or banding them shut, or cutting and stitching, or burning them closed. Your surgeon will probably prefer one of the following methods. A tubal ligation can be done in the following ways. Laparoscopy, which involves inserting a viewing instrument and surgical tools through small incisions made in the abdomen. Mini laparotomy, or mini lap, which is done through an incision that is less than 2 inches long. Or postpartum tubal ligation, which is usually done as a mini laparotomy after childbirth. The fallopian tubes are higher in the abdomen right after pregnancy, so the incision is made below the belly button. The procedure is often done within 24 to 36 hours after the baby is delivered. An open tubal ligation, called a laparotomy, is done through a larger incision in the abdomen. It may be recommended if you need abdominal surgery for other reasons, such as a cesarean section, or have had pelvic inflammatory disease, endometriosis, or previous abdominal or pelvic surgery. These conditions often cause scarring or sticking together, called adhesion, of tissue and organs in the abdomen. Scarring or adhesions can make one of the other types of tubal ligation more difficult and risky. Laparoscopy is usually done with a general anesthetic. Laparotomy or mini laparotomy can be done using general anesthesia or a regional anesthetic, also known as an epidural. Reversing a tubal ligation is possible, but it is not highly successful. This is why tubal ligation is considered a permanent method of birth control. With the tubal implant method, implants are inserted in the fallopian tubes without surgery or general anesthesia. The procedure is usually done in a doctor's office, an outpatient surgery center, or hospital, and does not require an overnight stay. The implant procedure usually takes about 30 minutes. Before the procedure, your cervix is first opened to reduce the risk of injury to the cervix. Your health professional will use a speculum and a dilating instrument to gradually open the cervix just before the procedure. For the procedure, you are positioned as you would be for a pelvic exam. Your health professional passes a thin tube called a catheter through your vagina and cervix into the uterus and then into a fallopian tube. The catheter is used to place an implant into a fallopian tube. An implant is then placed in the other fallopian tube the same way. You may have some menstrual-like cramping afterwards. After the procedure, an X-ray is taken to make sure the implants are in place. In some cases, a tubal implant can be difficult to insert. Should this happen, a second procedure is needed to completely block both tubes. For the first 3 months after insertion, you must use another method of birth control. At 3 months, dye is injected into your uterus, and an X-ray is taken to make sure that the implants are in place and the tubes are fully blocked by scar tissue. If they are, you will no longer have to use another method of birth control. What can you expect after surgery? After a tubal ligation, you will most likely go home the same day. Your surgeon will give you instructions on what to expect and when to call after the surgery. You may have some slight vaginal bleeding caused by the movement of your uterus during the surgery. You can have sexual intercourse as soon as you feel like it, and it does not cause pain, which is usually 1 week after surgery. No backup method of birth control is needed after the surgery. If you had a laparoscopy, your stomach may be swollen from the gas that was used to lift your skin and muscles away from your abdominal organs so the surgeon could see them better. This should go away within a day or so, but may last longer. You may also have some back or shoulder pain from the gas in your abdomen. This will go away as your body absorbs the gas. You can shower 24 hours after the surgery, but avoid rubbing or pulling on your incision for at least a week. Be sure to rest for a few days, or at least 24 hours, before beginning to resume your normal activities. You should be able to resume all activities within a week. A follow-up exam in 2 weeks is usually scheduled. With implants, most women can return to normal activities the same day as the procedure. Be sure to use another method of birth control for 3 months until an X-ray confirms that the fallopian tubes are blocked. Why is it done? A tubal ligation or tubal implant placement is a permanent method of birth control. Only consider this method when you are sure that you will not want to become pregnant in the future. Permanent birth control is a reasonable option when you do not want to have children in the future, no matter how your life may change. You have a partner who also does not want children in the future, but does not want to have a vasectomy. You have also considered other methods of birth control and do not want the side effects, risks, or costs of those methods. You have health problems that would be made worse by pregnancy. You have a hereditary condition that you do not want to pass on. Or you do not have any medical conditions that would make having surgery dangerous. How well does it work? Tubal ligation and tubal implants are not 100% effective at preventing pregnancy. There is a slight risk of becoming pregnant after tubal ligation. This happens to about 5 out of 1,000 women after 1 year. After a total of 5 years following tubal ligation, about 13 out of 1,000 women will have become pregnant. Pregnancy may occur if the tubes grow back together or a new passage forms that allows an egg to be fertilized by sperm. Your health professional can discuss which method of ligation is more effective for preventing tubes from growing back together. The surgery was not done correctly, or you were pregnant at the time of surgery. Sterilization implants are a newer birth control technology, so there are no long-term statistics. Studies so far show that over 2 years, fewer than 1 out of 100 women got pregnant with implants. A tubal implant can be difficult to insert. Some women have to have a repeat procedure before both tubal implants are properly placed. Call your health professional immediately if you have had tubal ligation or tubal implants and you have symptoms of pregnancy, such as a missed menstrual period, breast tenderness, and nausea, or you have pain on one side of your lower abdomen and you feel faint or dizzy. It is important to be checked early if you have these signs of a tubal pregnancy. What are the risks? Major complications of tubal ligation are not common. Minor complications include infection and wound separation. Major complications include heavy blood loss, general anesthesia problems, organ injury during surgery, and need for a larger laparotomy incision during surgery. Although fewer complications occur with laparoscopy than with other kinds of tubal ligation surgery, these complications can be more serious. For example, on rare occasions, the bowel or bladder is injured when the laparoscope is inserted. The general risks of surgery are greater if you have diabetes, are overweight, smoke, or have a heart condition. There are rare reports of implants causing pelvic pain that doesn't go away. In these cases, the implants were removed 6 weeks after they were placed in the fallopian tubes. The risk of pelvic infection is greater with tubal implants. Before you receive implants, you will be tested to make sure that you don't have a vaginal infection or a sectionally transmitted infection. Ectopic pregnancy risk. If a tubal ligation or implant fails and you become pregnant, you have an increased risk of having an ectopic pregnancy. Ectopic pregnancies can occur years after the tubal ligation and are most likely 3 or more years after the procedure. What else should you know? Tubal ligation and tubal implants do not change your monthly menstrual cycle. You will still release an egg each month and have menstrual periods. You will go through menopause at the same time that you would have if you had not had the surgery. Your sexual desires will not change, although you may feel more relaxed about having sex because you don't have to worry about becoming pregnant. What are some advantages? Tubal ligation and tubal implants are permanent methods of birth control and allow you to be sexually active without worrying about becoming pregnant. Although tubal ligation and tubal implants are expensive, it is a one-time cost. These procedures are usually covered by medical insurance, and there are no costs after the surgery is done. The cost of other birth control methods, such as pills or condoms and spermicide, may be greater over time. What are some disadvantages? Tubal ligation and tubal implants do not protect against sexually transmitted infections, also called STIs, including infection with the human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV. To protect yourself and your partner from possible STI, use a condom every time you have sex. Also, you must use another form of birth control for 3 months after receiving tubal implants. What are other considerations? Reversing tubal ligation requires reconnecting the fallopian tubes, and success rates for reconnecting are very low. If you are considering tubal ligation, be absolutely certain you will never want to have a biological child in the future. Health insurance coverage may require a waiting period from 48 hours to 30 days under most circumstances. Some health professionals advise a waiting period between the time a woman requests a tubal ligation and the time the surgery is performed. This waiting period allows you to be certain about your decision.